Stop 13. Sheep and Goat Shed. As you start moving counterclockwise around the main loop of the farmyard, the gray-green barn you come to first is the Sheep and Goat Shed. I'm sure you can guess who lives here. If there is a sheep or goat up close to the fence, you are welcome to reach out and give it a pat to feel its soft coat. When you venture into the barn, you will probably awaken another of your senses. Smell. Yes, like all farm animals, sheep and goats and their manure can produce a strong odor. If you notice a particularly strong musky smell, that is probably the smell of our male billy goat. While you may not like the smell, the does find it very attractive, especially during breeding season. Our goat herd shares one side of the barn and the pasture closest to the farm life center. Goats are very versatile animals for farmers, giving people milk, meat, and fiber for knitting or weaving. Goats can also serve as great lawn mowers. Goats will eat most common weeds, including some invasive species. Our goats are a mix of breeds, including Nubian. Kids are born each spring and are most known for their jumping ability. There is a measuring stick on the wall outside this barn where you can test your own ability to jump or stretch your body as high as a goat can. Many of our sheep spend part of the year here, usually in the pasture on the farm side of the barn. Our sheep are shorn by hand every March at our Woolapalooza festival. If there are no sheep nearby, close enough to touch, you can still feel samples of their wool at the sheep to sweater exhibit on the wall inside. Most of our sheep are Romney or Corriedale breeds that provide both wool and meat.